On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Particle. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame came out on April 26, 2019, and is an action-adventure-fantasy. The rating is PG-13, and it runs 3 hours and 1 minute long. The directors are Anthony and Joe Russo, also known as the Russo Brothers. And the film stars Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark slash Iron Man, Chris Evans as Steve Rogers or Captain America, Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner or the Hulk, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff or Black Widow, Jeremy Renner as Clint Barton or Hawkeye, Don Cheadle as James Rhodes or War Machine, and Paul Rudd as Scott Lang or Ant-Man. Now, there's many, many more, right? But these are going to be what I would call probably the key individuals to the film, although the list could go on, right? The plot of the film, well, and let me back up, I could also go through each character as I normally do and tell you what film they've played in before, but in all honesty, all of these guys have played in all of the previous Avenger films. They've starred in their solo films as those characters in the Avenger films, so I figure it's kind of a waste of both of our times if I go through that. So let's talk about the plot of the film. The film honestly takes part right after Infinity War, and I mean, maybe not even after it, but as it's happening. As if to say the next scene of the film would be the opening scene of this film, and it's that seamless. But expanding more, it's about what the Avengers do now that Thanos has snapped his fingers and wiped out half of humanity. And that's just a vast, broad overcap, right? And that's really kind of what it's about. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything on here. That's my promise to you. I will say that the film is 3 hours long, and in my eyes, I feel like it's 3 different movies. I won't tell you what each one is about, but I will just share that it does feel like 3 different films. Now, of course, the trailer covers this vagueness pretty well, because Marvel does that. It entices, but never gives away. What we do learn from the trailer, though, is that the Avengers will do whatever it takes.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave. Became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
I saw all these people die. I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We will. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I like this one.
All right, so that is the trailer, guys. Even watching it after I've seen the film, it's good. It's great, and it's just amazing to look over portions of the trailer and remember back what that part of that film was, or what the teaser is and what it's not showing you, and I love that so much. So let's jump into the review of this film. As you all know, I'm a huge Marvel fan. You're probably already thinking he's just going to give it a 5 because he's a huge fan. Well, let's get through it. Let's talk through this. So there is so much to be said. It will move you, not once, not twice, but over and over again. The emotion is intense, and with a cast as vast as this, they have built themselves up to the characters that we love. They don't just act like them. They are them, and they are them very well. We get pieces as they happen in the beginning, things we were expecting and almost knowing how they will come together, but then what? Well, then we move into the next portion of the film where we see yet again how the brilliance of Marvel knows how to not just build a legacy of films by linking them in unique and specific ways, only to further draw on them and allow us as fans to see how they connect. We feel hope, we feel drive, we feel nostalgic. We get a chance to remember what we loved and what got us to this moment. We get to see teamwork and trust. We get to see the core of what made them who we love. And maybe we get to see some invulnerabilities too. Then we enter the third act, and we are ready. We know what we've been waiting for, but what we anticipate and what we get, well, we're not let down. I want to tell you more, but I can't, and it's so difficult. The Russos have put a fine movie together. I don't even want to call it a movie. It's an event. When you sit 3 hours in a film and you realize that you still want more, that you have taken that much time of your life, and all you can do is keep reflecting on it over and over again in your mind, that's an event. That's not a movie. I feel like people will talk about this for years. They will talk about the 10 years that it took to combine over 20 movies into one big story so that one night in April of 2019, fans would go to the movie theaters to see how it all ends. And it was epic. Sons will turn into fathers and those fathers into fathers, and they will have them watch the journey and dream about the heroes that they admire and that they will strive to be one day. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? We don't geek out because they're in the comic strips. We geek out because we admire them. Because with great power does come great responsibility. And how do these men that were graced with this power come to terms with that? And most of all, we get to see them team up and go against all odds to make everything right in the world. Let me share some callouts. You may call them spoilers, but I will just call them things I noticed that I was kind of worried about. Now, you're not going to get an oversaturation of Captain Marvel. I was worried that as they brought her out in the last film, that it was because she was going to be a main plot point in Endgame. I will share that there is no oversaturation of that. I think we could have had a little bit more battle scenes, and I will share that the ones that we get are epic, and I wouldn't take them away. I would just like to have seen more. There is a PSA in the movie, public service announcement, if you will, and I get why it's there, but if I'm being honest, the script at this part made it very cheesy and honestly took me a little bit out of the film. If you've seen it, you know exactly the part I'm talking about. And finally, I will say that even though it's hard, the heroes that we love get the movie that they deserve. And I will say I have seen it twice. The second time around, it does feel a little bit long, but I'm being fair when I say that because I have to be real, right? I have to say, look, it's a fantastic film, but it's a long film, and it does feel a little bit long the second time, but you still love the feelings and the memories that you take away. So, my rating for the film, it is 4.5 out of 5. not 5 out of 5. And it's mainly because, as you all know, my rewatch value is very important. And when I feel like that even just the second time it feels just a little bit long, I can only conclude that the third or fourth time might start to feel equally as long. So rewatch value takes out of that, but it's, I mean, fantastic film. Stingers during or after the credits. So during the credits, not really. I mean, I will say that there's a little something during the credits, and I don't want to give that away. And after the credits, yes. And all I can say to that is that after you've watched the film, then do a search for after credit stingers and you'll see what I mean. So again, I don't want to give it away. We're a week into this, so I apologize for taking so long to get this out there. But even with a week out, I've already seen so many YouTube videos that offer spoilers, it's not even funny. And I'm hoping that maybe some of you didn't go see it last weekend. Maybe you're anticipating it seeing this weekend, and maybe all the hype has got you super into it. And I just like to do my part and give you my insights, give you my little piece of advice before you go see it, but still keeping the spoilers out there, or I should say spoilers out of it. So anywho, guys, this concludes my review of Avengers Endgame. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. You can also follow us through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It's because of Anchor we're available on so many platforms such as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, Apple, and the list goes on. And we thank Anchor for that, because without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.